This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump announced the United States will suspend any and all travel from Europe for the next 30 days in an attempt to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Speaking Wednesday night from the Oval Office, Mr. Trump said the new restrictions would take effect Friday.
To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight.
The president did not list specific countries, but said the restrictions would apply to all of Europe and would include trade and transportation. He said there will be exemptions for Americans who have undergone appropriate screenings. The restrictions do not apply to Britain. With the U.S. stock market in free fall, Mr. Trump said he would take emergency action to provide financial relief for workers who are ill, quarantined, or caring for others with the illness. Tax payments would be deferred for business and individuals affected without penalties or interest. He said the Small Business Administration would provide capital and liquidity to firms affected by the virus. The president urged all Americans to abide by the recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Each of us has a role to play in defeating this virus. Wash your hands, clean often used surfaces, cover your face and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and most of all, if you are sick or not feeling well, stay home.
The president's action came after the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus outbreak a global pandemic, and after the U.S. stock market plunged by more than 5%, again, President Trump announcing United States is suspending any and all travel from Europe for the next 30 days. This is VOA News. More than 2 months after a U.S. airstrike killed Iranian General Qassem Soleimani, U.S. lawmakers are finally sending a new set of ground rules to President Trump. AP's Mike Gracia.
The House has passed a bipartisan measure to limit President Donald Trump's authority to launch military operations against Iran. On a vote of 227 to 186, the House gave final legislative approval to the measure, sending it to the president's desk, where Trump has promised a veto. The resolution, sponsored by Senator Tim Kaine, a Democrat from Virginia, says Trump must get congressional approval before engaging in further military action against Iran. Representative Michael McCaul of Texas, the top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, called the War Powers measure divisive and irresponsible. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said Wednesday he is staying in the race for the U.S. Democratic presidential nomination, even as he acknowledged he's losing voters to former Vice President Joe Biden on the question of which one of them has the better chance to defeat Republican President Donald Trump in November. Biden won 4 of 6 primaries Tuesday, including the day's biggest prize, Michigan, the country's auto manufacturing hub in the U.S. heartland. Sanders captured only the small upper Midwest state of North Dakota while leading in the western state of Washington with votes being counted. Sanders, a self-declared Democratic socialist, said he looks forward to debating Biden so people can see which candidate is best to beat Donald Trump.
On Sunday night, in the first one-on-one debate of this campaign, the American people will have the opportunity to see which candidate is best positioned to accomplish that goal.
4 more states vote next Tuesday. Ohio, Florida, Illinois, and Arizona, all with sizable delegations to the party's national convention. 2 Americans and a coalition service member are dead and a dozen more wounded after a barrage of rockets slammed into a military base north of Baghdad. According to U.S. and Iraqi officials, the attack was carried out by militants operating a modified truck to launch rockets at the camp. A U.S. official told VOA the truck managed to fire about 30 rockets, 18 of which hit the base. U.S. Central Command spokesman Captain Bill Urban confirmed to VOA that 2 U.S. service members, along with another member of the U.S.-led coalition, were killed. Media reports said the 3rd service member was born from Britain or was from Britain. 12 more people, including both U.S. and coalition troops and a contractor, were injured. U.S. military officials said it was too early to assign blame for the attack and that the investigation is still ongoing. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.